Hello and welcome to another Advent reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. It is the third week of Advent, and in a moment we're going to be thinking and reflecting about peace. But because it's the third week of Advent, we need to light the third Advent candle. When we think about Christmas, we remember that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, came to light up our darkness. And so we remember that Christ came into our dark world to bring us light, to bring us hope, to bring us peace. And so let's just pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you are the light of the world, that you sent Jesus to bring light into the darkness. And God, we pray that we would have your light, your peace in our hearts and our minds right now. Amen. So as I was saying, we're going to be reflecting on peace. So let's just listen to some words from Isaiah. Firstly, from Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7, and then from Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around the waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The Bible Project are doing some lovely Advent reflections, and in one of their reflections I was really struck by one particular line. Peace is not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of connection and completion. Now, I've heard a number of times that shalom, the Hebrew word for peace, means more than just absence of war, but it also reflects this concept of being complete and whole. But the Bible Project definition brings a new element into this concept, that of connection. Connection is something that we have been deprived of this year. We've been unable to gather as a church. We've been unable to see friends and family. There has been this real sense of disconnection and isolation. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And if we think about the meaning of shalom, Jesus is the Prince of Completion, wholeness and connection. He is the Prince of reconciliation and justice. He is the Prince who brings real peace and completion, a connection with everything. When we consider all of these aspects of Shalom, suddenly our understanding of Jesus as the Prince of Peace becomes a lot bigger and more amazing. Jesus is someone who restores, who reconciles, and who connects us to God, to each other, and even the creation itself. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, connecting us to God. Jesus came to reconnect us to God. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, we are told that it is for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Jesus was born as a gift to us from God. He came, among other things, as the Prince of Peace. Jesus didn't come as this conquering warrior or a fearsome dictator. Instead, he came as the Prince of Peace. God created humanity so that we would have good, loving connection with him. We are complete and whole when we connect with God. But because we would rather live our lives our own way, that connection is broken. Jesus came to restore that connection, that loving connection, so that we would have true peace, that presence of connection and completion. This connection with God should fill our whole lives, with everything being connected to him. All of our thoughts, our words, our actions, our emotions, our desires, our dislikes, all of those should be connected to God and his ways. But we don't live our lives like that. I know that certainly in my own life, there are plenty of ways that my life isn't connected to God. As we look at our own lives, can we begin to ask ourselves, what would it be like if this area of my life was in unison, in connection with God? As we ask ourselves that question, maybe some of us might find it too scary to do anything about it, to try and unite ourselves to God. It would be good if you reflected on that feeling and on the question. Allow God to meet you in your fear. God will work at the pace that you set. Let God work with your fear. Allow the Prince of Peace to speak his peace into your life. Allow Jesus to show you the wonder of his completeness, his wholeness, his connection. Or maybe some of us might be ready to surrender that part of our lives that we recognise isn't surrendered to God. And in that case, I pray that you would ask Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to connect you to himself and to bring you that sense of wholeness as you give him control over that part of your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with his wisdom, understanding, counsel and might. Let the Holy Spirit fill you with the knowledge and love of God. We need to ask God to restore those connections because we need him in our lives. We might not realise it sometimes. You might not realise the times and the parts of our lives where we need him to be, but we do. Need him at every point, at every part of our lives. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, connecting us to others. Jesus came to restore our relationships, not just with God, but also with one another. Shalom refers to being connected with God, and that's a real important aspect of Shalom. But it also refers to being one humanity, connected with and through each other, through good and healthy and complete relationships with one another. There is so much division and fragmentation in the world at the moment. Divisions between race, gender, ability, class, wealth, or, to be honest, just about anything that makes us different from each other. Those differences, should be signs of the beauty of God's kingdom, God's creation. But instead they have been used as things to separate us. Jesus came to bring restoration to these divisions in the world. At the time that Jesus was born, one of the main divisions was between the Jewish and the Gentiles. In Ephesians 2, Paul tells us that Jesus himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, this dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Jesus doesn't just bring peace, he is peace. God is our peace. Jesus is our peace. In our interactions with others, are there any relationships that have broken down and need peace and restoration? Can we allow Jesus to be our peace and bring that restoration to those broken or fractured relationships? We need God to be present in our relationships, because without him, our relationships will break down. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace that connects us to God. He's the Prince of Peace that connects us to other people. And he is also the Prince of Peace connecting us to the world. When we look around at the world, we see a creation that is groaning and crying out in pain. We hear about so many parts of the world that are experiencing difficulties that are completely out of the ordinary, from floods to fires, droughts to storms. And just like we see the fragmentation and brokenness in our relationships, so we also see fragmentation and brokenness in the world. But we can have hope. We can have hope because of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. The second Isaiah passage portrays this amazing image of a world without the brokenness, a world of peace, of completeness and connection. The wolf will lie down with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Connection with creation itself will be restored through Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing to celebrate. And that's something that we really do celebrate at Christmas, that through Jesus' coming, we can know that creation will be restored, that connection between us and creation will be restored. But it might seem that all that I have been speaking about is some sort of distant dream or something to hope for in the future, but not something that really affects the present moment. And it is true that we have to wait for the full fulfillment of all of this until we see that wonderful image in Isaiah 11 coming true. But we are also called to be messengers of Jesus's peace. We are given the Holy Spirit to live within us, and we are asked to bring the peace of Christ with us wherever we go. Can we pass the peace of God to our families, our friends, our neighbours? I have been really encouraged that even in this time where we are not allowed to have much social interaction with each other, Even then, neighbours and communities have been getting to know each other, supporting each other. I have had more conversations with my neighbours in this period than ever before, as we stood in our gardens and clapped the NHS, or as we've just had a conversation over the garden wall. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is working to bring restoration and connection even during this time of isolation and disconnection. So I leave you with these questions. Will you accept Jesus as the Prince of Peace and allow him to connect to every part of your life? And will you be a messenger of Jesus' peace to those that you have the chance to connect with? So let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. And Jesus, I pray that we would choose to connect with you more and more, that we would allow your Spirit to work in our lives, uniting us more and more with you. And Lord, you know that there are places in our lives, parts of our character or aspects of the way that we live that we haven't allowed to be united with you. Maybe it's out of fear, or pride, or just even ignorance. But Lord, I pray that you would highlight those parts of our lives and encourage us to give them over to you, to connect them truly with you. And Lord, I pray that we would also be messengers of peace, that whoever we have contact with, whoever we are given the opportunity to connect to, that we would share your peace with them, that we would allow them to see a glimpse of who you are through the way that we react with them or interact with them. So Lord, in your holy name, we ask these things and we pray that you will be with us and guide us throughout this coming week. In your name we pray. Amen.